الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه Infinite praise, glory and perfection is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace and blessings and salutations be upon the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We have reached a great milestone in the month of Ramadan, wherein we are on the precipice or on the cornerstone of one of the most blessed, beautiful and powerful nights bestowed upon us and gifted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a potential night of Laylatul Qadr. And as you will all remember, it could be for those who seek it sincerely on the 21st night. Equally, it could be on the 23rd night or on the 25th night. And also for those who seek it on the 27th and the 29th night of Ramadan. What is important in every single one of these nights, it is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who must come and submit to his Lord. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that his slave has left the dunya, has left the comfort of his home, left everything for his sake, and is sincerely repenting, sincerely remorseful, and sincerely wanting the forgiveness and salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can be your night, a night of destiny, a night of determination, a night of power when things can turn around for you. So we all pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may this be the night of Qadr for all of those who are seeking it sincerely, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change our hal, our internal state of affairs, and also our external state of affairs. Up until now, for all of those brothers and sisters who have been participating and coming on a regular basis, you will remember that we began this holy month of Ramadan by talking about the importance of family, the values, the ethics, the morals, the manners, everything that relates to the family life. The importance of the father, the husband, the mother, the wife, their roles and responsibilities in upbringing their children, and similarly the role and responsibilities of the children in taking care of their brothers and sisters and also taking care of their parents. And then we discussed in detail the extended family and how it is vital for us to engage with those family members as well, because they are part of us, even though we may have our differences with them and our relationships may fluctuate from the highs to the lows. Nevertheless, they are part of our identity, part of our belonging, because this is the rishta, this is the relationship, this is the sila that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has built. And therefore, we should not be the ones who are severing the ties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And after talking about the extended family members, we also talked about the importance of choosing your friends, because your friends also become an integral part of your family, and sometimes they become even more important and close to you than your family. So choosing your friends and making sure that those friends are on the right path, who take you to righteousness, who prevent you from evil and sin and corruption, those are the friends that you want. Just like the Prophet ﷺ had great friends. And if you want to achieve something great in your life, then you need great friends, sincere friends, honest friends, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, after 25 or 26 days, we will slightly change our topic, because as you know, today is a special night, and tonight will be a special night. So I just want to briefly discuss the night of Al-Qadr, the night of power, the night of determination. even though it will be related to this particular topic, but inshallahul aziz, it will still be connected to our main discussion and main theme, which is our family, because it, believe it or not, the Laylatul Qadr also relates to the family. You'll remember from a few days ago, I reminded you on Jumu'ah that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in the last 10 days of Ramadan would tighten his belt. And this would basically mean that he would exert even more effort. Just like when you want to do some business, some hard work, you pull up your sleeves, don't you? That, you know, you mean business, you really want to get down and you want to do something properly. Similarly, this is another expression of how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, where he would tighten his belt, he would exert a huge amount of energy and focus and determination in finding and seeking the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you will remember from this particular hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would not do it alone. He would also wake up his family members as well in those 10 nights of Ramadan. He would encourage them to wake up, to pray with him, to read the Quran with him, and to do everything together collectively as a family. Because the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon the family. And when the family stay united and they remain together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings happiness and joy and felicity and understanding and tranquility in your hearts, in your minds, and also brings you together and also will keep you united together in the hereafter as well. So tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, I just want to ask or have three questions. One question will be for the parents and their children. And the second question will be for the husbands and their wives. And the third question will be for the brothers and their sisters, because these are all part of the immediate family members. So we will ask ourselves that what is it that you want as a husband, as a wife, as a brother, as a sister, as parents? And you will find the answer in the night of Al-Qadr, because everything that human beings want, forgiveness, closeness, comfort, ulfa, mahabba, all of these things, you can find this in the night of Qadr if you do it together, if you come together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a night from one of the many nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, but He has chosen this. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created hundreds and thousands of messengers, but from all of the messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the beloved Al-Mustafa, the chosen one, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the elected one, the one of great virtue, the one who was a paragon for all of mankind. From all of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, from all of the women that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidah Maryam to bring about the creation of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And from all of the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He elected and chose Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam. From all of the places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, He chose the Mount of Arafah, the Mount of Mercy, where everybody will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that important place. And from all of the months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He designated and He chose the month of Ramadan to bless His slaves, to be merciful to His slaves, to forgive His slaves, to protect them from the fire of hell. And from all of the nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the night of Qadr, the night of determination, where He's asking us, come to me, find this night, and I will give you everything that you want. So what great power lies within this month? What great reward lies within this month, and especially within this night? But it's very important for you not just to seek this particular night on your own, because this is not the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He would seek this night with his family members. With his family members. So whilst you will be eager to come to the masjid and to pray, make sure if possible you try to bring your family members. Otherwise you prepare them within their home so that they can also earnestly seek this blessed night. It is on this particular night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for the goodness of insan. Because all month you've been trying to be extra good, extra careful, extra conscientious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain that extra taqwa and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on this night, the mercy, the rahmah, the barakah, and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be seeking those good people. And good people are those who not only take the goodness for themselves, but they also share it out with their loved ones. They share it out with their family members. When you like something, when you like to drink something, when you like to eat something and it's one of your favorite things, then the goodness from your heart should dictate that you share it with your mother, you share it with your father, you share it with your brother, you share it with your sisters. This is the goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to find in this particular night, in the night of Qadr. Do you share that goodness with your family members? Do you share that eagerness that you want mercy for them, that you want protection for them, that you want forgiveness for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at your hearts to see and find that goodness within your heart. So make sure in this particular night, not only do you want to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you also want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your parents. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your brothers and sisters. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your uncles and aunts. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your brothers in Islam, your sisters in Islam, and all of the people of Iman. This is that goodness, that khair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to find in this particular night. In the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that when you sincerely pray for your brother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel, and that angel says Ameen to your dua, and also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you exactly the same as well. So on this night, yes, this is a night between you and your Lord, but it is also a night where you must share the goodness, where you must share the kindness, where you must share the love and the happiness and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only ask for yourself, but also ask for your nearest and dearest, and also ask importantly for your family members on the night of Qadr. So we'll quickly just reflect upon what is the night of Qadr. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually call this Qadr? Qadr in the Arabic language means something of great importance, of great eminence, something which is completely profound, which is of high status. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that this night is no ordinary night. It's a very powerful night, a profound night, an eminent night, a night that will change your life and change your destiny and even change the year that is to come for you. So what must you do when something great is about to happen? You always prepare yourself, whether it's an exam, whether it's a graduation, whatever, whenever something great happens or is about to happen in your life, you are always prepared for that particular event. Similarly, before this night arrives, make sure you prepare yourself, not only your heart, but also your body and your mind, to seek the mercy, forgiveness and salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can, perform the ghusl, wear new clothes, wear itr, wear perfume, cut your nails, come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Him, glorifying Him. Come with your family members. Why? Because you are prepared to reap the rewards. You are prepared to seek the mercy, seek the protection and the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important for you to know that this is a very, very important night, and know that it doesn't just begin after Taraweeh, because this is the concept that we have in our mind. We'll come for Isha, we'll pray our Taraweeh, and then after Taraweeh, up until Fajr, we need to do that acts of worship. No, the night begins as soon as you do your iftar. As soon as you open your fast, that is the night of Qadr which has begun for you. From Maghrib all the way till Fajr, this is the night of Qadr. So don't just waste this opportunity from Maghrib all the way till Isha. If you have the time and opportunity, you should make that time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do your tawbah, to do your istighfar, to give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The night is not short, even though we're probably thinking we only have an hour to worship. No, the night is from approximately 9:40 all the way till about 2:30 in the morning. So this is that opportune moment for you to seek the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only just for yourself, but also make sure that your family members are also seeking the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this the night of Qadr, the night of determination and power, is because within this night, the fate of people for the following year is determined. I.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the information to the angels that this person will be do this in this particular year. He will be happy in this year. He will be sad in this year. This goodness will happen to him. This success will happen to him. This sorrowful thing will happen to him. All of these things are determined and given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels. But if you sincerely worship, sincerely repent, and want the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala can change your state, can change your hal for this particular year because of your worship, because of your sincerity, because of your tawbah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that on that particular night you were going to do tawbah and istighfar, and Allah ta'ala was going to accept that dua, and then He was going to tell the angels that this is what's going to happen to you in the following year. So your determination, this is the night of determination for yourself and also for your family as well. Don't just always think about yourself, that how am I going to be, what's going to happen to me during this year. Those people who truly love their family and are close to their family, they'll always be worried about their mother and their father, their brothers and their sisters. Your mother and father will be more worried about you than they'll ever be worried about themselves. So this is the night for you to repay that worry, repay that concern, repay that love and affection by you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, make my mother happy this year. Oh Allah, forgive my father. Oh Allah," all of these things, this is the time for you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to determine the goodness of your family members, of your brothers, of your sisters, of your mother, of your father, and all of those people, so that you can have a prosperous year, a good year in the year that is about to come. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, this is that powerful night, that profound night, that beautiful night, and a night of determination where you can determine how happy you will be, where you can determine how happy your family will be. What do you need to do? Come into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit yourself with your body and your soul, with your body and your soul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you. But what is required? Your sincerity is required. Your humbleness is required. Your taqwa is required. When you do these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you whatever you desire. In this particular night, we know that the angels descend by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ. That all of the angels, they leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They leave all of their duties and they come in onto the earth by the command, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what purpose? What purpose? They come onto the dunya to find those individuals and to find those families who are submitting themselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they come to give them glad tidings. They come to spread peace amongst them. And this is a very important thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am sending my angels so that they can spread peace amongst all of you. So whatever animosity that you may have towards your family members, towards your brothers or sisters, or towards your parents or your uncles and aunts, whatever they may be, this is the night of peace. This is the night of tranquility. This is the night of forgiveness, because it is coming directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels are bringing all of this peace, and therefore, in order for you to receive the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to be at peace with yourself. You need to be at peace with your family, at peace with your friends, at peace with your extended family members. Otherwise, that peace will come and go and pass you by. Why? Because your heart is not at peace. Your heart is not at content. You have a grudge. You have anger. You have hatred. You have animosity in your heart, and that peace will not come to you. But you need to be peaceful to your family, to your friends, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace will also enter into your heart as well. Within this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالْرُوحِ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ, that the angels descend, but also the ar-ruh descends as well. And this ruh is in reference to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And believe it, and try to understand the magnitude of what is happening. The angels are descending for you. It's not a small thing. The angels are descending for you, but then the archangel, the greatest of all angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, is also descending. And I try to give you an understanding of how amazing this phenomena is. Jibreel alayhi salam only descends from the heavens for the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only comes for the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during the 23 years of Nabuwa, he came repeatedly again and again and again and again to meet the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then finally he came when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's soul returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, Jibreel alayhi salam had no reason, had no wish, had no desire to come back onto the earth. Why? Because his job is done. But he comes once in a year. And this is that night, the night of Qadr. Jibreel alayhi salam descends from the heaven. Imagine, this is that same companion, the same angel who used to be with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who used to recite the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who used to come in the face of Dihya Qalbi to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, used to give him glad tidings, used to do all of these things. An angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no ordinary angel, because he's also the friend of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He is descending from the heavens to come and meet you, to spread peace amongst you, to spread peace in your families. And don't just think he's only going to go to Makkah or Medina. He's going to go everywhere on the earth, finding those people who are at peace in their heart, who have peace within their home, with their family members. And he can enter into your home. Jibreel alayhi salam can enter into your home, and he can spread peace amongst every single family member. This is how profound this night is. This is how powerful this night is. It's no ordinary thing. When you meet somebody great in the dunya, whether it's a prime minister, whether it's the queen or anybody, you feel great, you think, wow, and you remember it for the rest of your life. This can be that night when Jibreel alayhi salam can enter into your home. And if he enters into your home, there can only be peace in your home. There can only be protection in your home. There can only be itminan and salamati within your home. But you need to be welcoming him. You need to be there worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just as an individual, but as a family, as a unit. When Jibreel alayhi salam comes and he sees you all worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his mercy, to send his tranquility and peace within your home, and that peace will be everlasting and will stay with you. So don't try to, you know, trivialize this thing or just think, yes, another night, or yes, Tika will come and will pray and worship. This is a profound night. Jibreel alayhi salam, who has never descended again after the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, only comes on this one night within the year for our sake, to send peace and blessings amongst us all. This is the same angel who did so much with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So make sure you invite him, make sure you welcome him into your home, into your hearts, into your masajid, wherever you may be, as a family. As a family, this is a very important thing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say in the Quran, "Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr," that there is peace till the rising of dawn, until fajr begins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace abundantly, just like the rain pours and pours and pours. This is how the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours into the hearts, into the homes of all of those people who are sincerely worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, this is that night which begins from Maghrib all the way till Fajr. And you cannot just solely worship yourself. You must make sure that your mother, your father, your brother and sister, they're also worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become at peace with your family. Be merciful to your family members, and Jibreel alayhi salam will enter within your home. This is that night which is greater than 1,000 months. You can worship 83, 84 years of your life, and you can worship this particular night with sincerity, with ikhlas, and also encourage your family members as well. And if you encourage your family members, you will also receive a portion of their reward as well. So look at the multiplication, look at how much rewards you can receive just on this particular night. Before this particular night, perhaps your evil deeds and your bad deeds were so much that they were at the tipping point of you going directly into the fire of hell. But by this blessed night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weighs your good scales so much that you are there and you are protected and you keep away from the fire of hell just by worshipping in this particular night. So make sure that you perform as many good deeds as you can. Perform your qiyam, perform your sujood, send salawat, recite the Quran, give charity, do tawbah, do istighfar, do all of these things on this night, because you will be forgiven. This is another important reason why this night is very powerful, because it gives you the reward of more than 83 years, and this is the night where your sins can be forgiven. Minor sins as well as major sins, they can be forgiven by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the night where your du'as will be accepted. So don't just think about yourself. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your parents, to overlook their shortcomings, to forgive all of those people who have passed away from your family, forgive all of those people who have passed away from this dunya in the state of iman. This is that night of dua. This is that night of maghfirah. This is that night of salvation and finding that your sins are being washed away. And this is also that night when you will be released, when you'll be emancipated, when you'll be freed from the fire of hell. Look at how many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with in this particular night. And why is it that we want to waste this night away or just think of it as insignificant, or I'll do it next year, I'll do something else? No, take heed of this particular night. Grasp this night, because you don't know if you will find this night again. And not only do it for yourself, but also make sure that you are doing this for your family as well, and you're bringing them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that particular night where you can find the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that dua of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, you love to pardon. Because remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, He is ghafoor, He is ghaffar, He is ghafir. And these things mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you for your sins. But those sins, they remain in your book of deeds. So the sins that you have done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive you for them, but they will remain in your book of deeds. And you will be held accountable for them on the day of Qiyamah, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. But you will still be shown, everybody will be shown, these are your sins, these are your deeds. But when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, i.e. pardon you on this particular night, not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive those sins, He also removes them from your book of deeds. That even the angels don't know that what deeds that you did. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will say, I concealed your faults, I forgave you and I pardoned you in the dunya, and today yet again I will conceal your faults. Nobody will know. Nobody will know, not even the angels, they're not even in the books. Why? Because you sincerely asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon you on that particular night, and not just for yourself, but also you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon your family members as well. Whatever may have happened between you, whatever the highs and lows, whatever the good and bad, whatever may have happened between you, your wife, your children, your mother, your father, your uncle and aunt, this is the night where you must pardon them. This is the night where you must forgive them. This is the night where you must completely obliterate all of those bad deeds that they may have done to you and forget them, just where you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon your deeds, just where you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove those bad deeds from your book. You must do the same. If you do that for your family, if you do that for your friend, if you do that for your community, then more than likely, overwhelmingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also do that for you as well. On the day of Qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives us a beautiful hadith. There will be a man, there will be two men, and they'll be disputing with each other, and they'll be saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he did this injustice to me, he did this to me, and he did that to me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, well, you can take from some of his good deeds. And then the man will continue to take from the other man who did injustice to him. He will take from his good deeds until that man has no more good deeds left. But that man will say, I'm still not happy, I'm still not content, I want something more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a great palace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the man, I will give you this palace if you pardon and if you forgive your brother. So whatever may have happened, if you forgive people, whether for it's an incentive, whether it's for not and for an incentive, if you give people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something reserved for you. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has built and created something for you. Why? Because you forgave them. You forgave them and you pardoned them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore your reward is waiting for you in the gardens of paradise. So this is that amazing night, that beautiful night, that profound night, a night of complete peace, a night of tranquility, a night of forgiveness, a night of protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you must do this with your family. You must pray together with your family. You must forgive your family. They must forgive you. Whatever the husbands may have said to their wives during this month or throughout the year,
make sure you ask them for their forgiveness. Make sure you say sorry to them. And similarly, the wives, whatever they may have done to the husbands, make sure before this night ends, you ask them for forgiveness. You say sorry to them, or you forgive them for whatever they may have done. Whatever resentment or heartfelt things that you may have against your brother, against your sister, forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pardon them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your neighbors, and your community, and your extended family members. When you do that, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His peace and tranquility, send Jibreel alayhi salam into your homes, into your hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive you, because you love to forgive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive those who love to forgive other people as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, accept all of our righteous deeds, and pardon us for all of the sins that we have accumulated, and raise us with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and raise us not just as individuals, but also raise us as with our families, with our friends, and those people who are righteous, those people who remind us and keep us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Join me tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, for the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. Also tonight will be the night where we complete the Quran. So please do come to the best of your preparations, and make sure you bring your family members, or at least make sure that they are praying as well sincerely, and come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention to submit yourself, to cry sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you can be pardoned, so that you can be forgiven, and that peace can enter into your heart and also enter into the life of your family members and your brothers and sisters.